Rhett, my Timbits coach can barely skate. Ooh. How can he teach my kid to skate? That's from Paul.
One of the funniest is I didn't a coach, and I don't know that I ever will. But so I did a lot of watching during Timbits season this year. And watching some of the coaches, quite hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Coaching the kids, can't do the drill. And then the best was when they'd try to do the drill and go down.
Toe pick.
Hard.
Yeah.
There was one guy that went down twice in one practice and once into the boards, and I was like.
I did. I had a good one time. Because, again, it's a do as I say, not as I do. So you know what we're doing? We're doing kind of the forward to backward pivot. So it's going pretty well. And then one time, I'm going to my right. You know, you're always better one way than the other. Click the heel. Went down on my keister. Still hurts. That was like 3 years ago.
The old tailbone.
Yeah, right in the old bone.
Cooney wants to know if I'm a ninja. No, I'm gonna drop kick Cooney because he's the guy that took me to that boxing class.
Yeah, yeah. Got
me injured.
How's your what was it called again?
The groinal.
How is your groinal area?
Groinal injury?
You tore your groinal.
Yeah, from ankle to groin.
Yeah.
On the inside of the leg.
All ripped up. Huh. It went like this. Like, started here, around the back of the knee, through the groin, up into the top of the hip.
Of the hip bone.
The hip pointer.
It's connected to the groinal bone. My wife caught me. This is not a question. It's not me. Question. Ask Red. My wife caught me watching porn.
And?
What do I do?
Well, what did she do? Any more info, Rhett?
I would smile and continue on.
I'm never going to hear the end of it. What do I do?
What are you talking about?
Well, I think there's some women that feel like that's almost like you're cheating.
Well, step out of the 70s. Equality, right?
See, I do need more details. Like, so where? How'd you get by? Like, where are you doing this?
Yeah.
You gotta be a little more stealthy than that. What are you, in the kitchen?
I would say...
Sitting on the counter?
It's a perfect opportunity to take advantage of the situation and say, well, if you're not going to, they do,
Oh, boy. Yeah, that...
If you don't want me doing this, then maybe you could do that.
Exactly.
Rhett, my friends and I want to go to Vegas in July. One of our friends will be a new father by about 2 months. Is it unrealistic to expect him to come?
Yes. He will not be there.
He will not be coming.
And you know what? I can't blame him. Because at 2 months, you're still you're exhausted, but you're still excited to spend as much time with that little
and they're actually
bundle
starting,
of joy.
They're starting to put some fat back on
they got
because
some
they're born,
to
and
them.
They look cute, and then they lose that weight because they're not eating. Then they get a little bit of...
My kids were always chubby. They don't have a hope.
Rhett, where is that burger from? All right.
If you haven't figured it out, I took my two out-of-town buddies there last night for the burger. And?
Crushed it. Really?
Resounding.
Ask Rhett, we're looking to buy outside of Calgary. High River, Okotoks, Black Diamond, or Airdrie? Black Diamond's a commitment.
I'm not going to Airdrie. Sorry, people in Airdrie, not going.
High River's got that flooding thing that happened.
You might want to avoid that. Okotoks?
Too soon.
Big.
Just saying, I don't know what
big town.
It is a big town, but that's good. It's that small town.
Okotoks or Black Diamond? You know what I like in Black Diamond?
The rink?
The pub.
Should've known.
Not surprising.
Have you been?
No.
It's right up your alley.
Really?
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh.
Awesome. Kipper used to go play hockey with the boys in Black Diamond in just the rec league and there and just get tired.
We need to get the barkeep in Black Diamond on the show. We'll get some stories.
Rhett, Jaguar or Mercedes-Benz?
Buy a truck. F-150.
I'm looking for a particular brand of scotch. Where's the best place to go in Calgary to get scotch?
Tough to beat the Willow Park.
Big selection there.
Yeah, big.
It's like the size of a Costco.
Big.
Hey, Rhett, what was the biggest jackfish you ever caught in open water?
In open water? As opposed to...
I'm guessing ice fishing.
Out of a tank?
I don't know.
I think it was 42.
Whew.
Is there weight or inches?
Inches.
Okay. 42. Mm-hmm.
It's a big fish.
Wow. Where was that?
Wollaston Lake Lodge with Paul Brandt, my good buddy.
Come on.
He used to be my good buddy.
What happened?
I don't know. I think he's mad at me.
Rhett, how do you get a girl to realize that she's bat-ass crazy without just coming out and saying she's bat-ass crazy?
Listen, if she's bat-ass crazy, walk away. Don't try to convince her of it.
Everything and run.
Just get out, man. Because even if you convince her, she's still bat-ass.
And she knows it now.
Yeah.
She's got license to be bat-ass crazy.
Get out, man.
Rhett, I used one of your old Pro Stock Stealth sticks from back in the day. Your curve is brutal.
Let me tell you, dummy. My curve, exact same as Mario Lemieux. I've got a Mario Lemieux stick at my house and a Rhett Warner right beside it. Same stick. So you just phone the old 66er and tell him he sucks. Because you suck.
He did have considerably more than your 24 career goals with that same pattern.
Wow.
Here is a great one. As a father, you'll love this. Rhett, I have two daughters. One is in competitive gymnastics, the youngest in cheerleading. My wife bought me a shirt that says, Cheer Dad. What do I do? P.S. The shirt has sparkles.
Oh.
You wear that.
You gotta wear it,
proud.
Dude.
You strut it. You know what? You put that on and wear it into the office.
You
if you
wear
can't
it.
Laugh at yourself, you're going to be miserable the rest of your life.
Yeah, you.
You put it on and you strut.
I'm surprised.
Because 90% of the population's going, you poor bastard, but yeah. I love you for doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like none of us are sitting there thinking, did you go and buy that shirt? Yeah. Why would you buy that? What are you wearing? That's kind of a silly
you walk
shirt.
In with that, everyone knows exactly you know, what's happening.
It's like the Wiser Hood, just tip of the head.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, that's done. What I was thinking. I thought he'd have a tip there, but well, you know, whoops, I put it in the wash. It was oh, too much bleach, and no, can't wear that now.
Yeah. Kootenay or Calgary, round one, Hitman or Ice?
Hitman.
Now people want to know what's your effing problem with Airdrie. You got Airdrie wound
oh.
up.
Oh. You know what? I don't... If well, I live in Airdrie, right. that stupid Deerfoot coming in from Airdrie, no good.
It's great if you have to do a lot of out-of-town travel. Close to the airport,
yeah.
in and out.
True.
Yeah, if you're sticking in Airdrie, but I would took it to mean that this person was commuting. Anyways, don't worry about it, Airdrie. There's worse places than there. Brooks.
Buying a wood pellet smoker grill, do I yeah. go with the Traeger or the Louisiana Grill brand?
I would go with the Great or the Big Green Egg, personally. But I
now is that wood pellet, though?
No, it's
fire.
It's more work than yeah. this. I don't know. I've only used the Traeger.
So go with the Traeger. Rhett, U.S. girls or Canadian girls?
I don't know. I'm not picky.
Is your wife is your wife American?
I'm not picky.
Okay.
I'll take anything.
Hey, Rhett, blondes or brunettes?
Again?
Yeah.
Not picky.
Yep.
Hey, Rhett, how many times did you tangle with Paddock Woods pride Shane Toporowski in the Communiplex?
Three or four. The big boy.
Who was the brother?
Carrie.
Who was crazier?
Carrie.
Yeah, they were both a little...
Carrie's got records, and Carrie... Ooh, yeah. Do you remember that name?
Nope.
He was tough.
I saw Shane. Carrie's the older one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shane Toporowski. Prince Albert Raider. Wing nut.
Dennis Peterson.
Yeah, Denny Peterson. Former New Jersey Devil first rounder, was he not?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rhett, do I take my son to Laser Quest or Battlefield Live this weekend?
I don't know.
I did Laser Quest last weekend. It's all right.
It's loud. It's not what you text me.
It's a lot of kids. Well, I mean, it's good for the kids. They yeah. had fun. Loud.
Just do something with your kids. I don't care what it is.
No, after 8, we'll just keep going. We'll give you a couple extra minutes here. Rhett, after going to the Dominican, I fell in love with Ron Barcello Rum.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get this in Calgary?
Sure you can. Absolutely.
Any idea where? Don't care.
Liquor store.
My kid's bird just died. How do I tell her?
No, it's tough.
Our pet's heads it's keep falling off.
Circle of life, man. What are you going to do? Go buy a new one. Don't tell her.
Rhett, girl on Tinder wants to meet up for a drink tonight, but she's a former heavyweight. Do I go or do I stay?
What do you mean by former
I
heavyweight?
Don't know.
Are we talking about actual weigh-in or are we talking about... Like, what do we got here? Yeah, is she beating people up or is she tipping the scales?
I don't know.
This Tinder's really something, eh?
I don't know it, and I'm staying away.
You probably don't need to.
It's not for you, Dean.
No?
No, you're married with kids.
Hey, Rhett, have you ever been to Brooks? Why are you stomping it? Now you got Brooks cheesed at you.
Plow's mad at him.
Yeah.
Trying to trade Geo.
I don't play favorites. I'm not just going to be nice to be nice.
Hey, Rhett, did you feel bad for the little kid that almost cried when you broke the glass with your slap shot behind the net? Did you do that? You broke the glass with a slapper?
Well, that's just it. Like, if I can do it.
Jeez.
With that terrible curve.
Yeah. With the 60, call 66er. Tell him he sucks. Kudos to the Junior B Royals Gold back-to-back city champs.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It's not what you want to talk about, but...
No, you're right. That's more what you want to talk about. And finally, people are dying about the burger. Rhett, is it at Mercado? Don't say the name. Just say yes or no.
No.
We've talked about this place on the air.
We've been extremely clear as to where it is.
This is the big mystery all of a sudden.
It used to be Cannery Row. How's that?
Yeah.
All right. I've got to find the washroom.
Okay.
Oh, dear. This poor show home.
Rhett has been wandering around the show home looking for a
in-service
bathroom.
2.4 million? Maybe 2.3 after this little incident.
Goodness. That's Ask Rhett.